That's why Jesus said, out of your belly, out of your belly, shall, he said, shall flow rivers of living water. You ever had some rivers flowing? The rivers begin to flow. Joy begin to flow. Joy in Jesus. There's joy in Jesus. There's peace in Jesus.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. Today, I'm going to read a short portion of Luke chapter 4 here. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which the Bible tells us that he is, that means the same thing now as it meant then when God said you live by every word. See, if we would learn to live by the word of God and be governed by the word of God, see, this is the way God intended it to be. He never meant for man to dominate another man. He gave us dominion over all his creation, every living thing, even the plants and the water and everything. He gave us dominion over that, but he never gave us dominion over another man. He did give Adam rule over the woman. But see, sometimes when we have authority, we can misuse that authority. God's gifts are without repentance. He doesn't take anything away from us that he gives. He don't take it away from us. This is the same thing Satan did. See, that's why I said Satan is deceiving, does deceive the whole world. You see, he gave us that authority over the woman, but he did not give it to us to dominate the woman, nor man to dominate another man. But see, like I was saying last time about women taking over the rule. Well, this is because of the things that we have done. We have not followed God's word the way God's word said for us to do it. And we do it the way God said do it instead of the way man said do it. But the thing, see, I'll break it down front where you can understand what I'm talking about. Now, Black women, like I said last week, black women, I'm not a male chauvinist. Black women, I have to give black women credit. Black women have been the backbone of the black race. If it had not been for black women, black people would have probably been eliminated by now. Because the black woman always had more backbone in a way, but she didn't have the threats that the black man had. You know, that she had, well, let's put it this way, she could always get away with saying some things and doing some things we couldn't do. And some of them had nerve to do some things that black, I mean, just had guts to do some things that black men did not have the guts to do. Look at Sojourner Truth. This was a woman that was, well, I'm getting into black history now. Anyway, God has set this thing up so that we should follow his way. Now, we are when I say man has no right to take away what God has given you, but I'm not saying that you did just go out and do anything and everything. That don't give us freedom to do that. God also he put governors, he meant for man to have rule over other men and the governors, because God anointed the governors, the police department and all them. These things, you're supposed to follow these rules, but as long as you are within these rules, these governors' rules, what you do to yourself should be between you and your maker. That's all I'm trying to say, you know. But then I look at things sometimes maybe a little deeper. Like I said in one of my first programs, I'm kind of slow, and I like to really get the understanding of what I'm doing, because of the fact that if we would allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and not be so confident that we know the truth. The truth is what we're searching for. I was looking for the truth when I was reading books on mind power and all this other kind of stuff. I read other books, and I was searching for the truth. This Bible says, if you seek, you'll find. And I want to know the truth. I've heard people say so many different things. They'll have your mind going, doing a whirlwind. If you listen to everything that people believe, theory is a theory. The truth is the truth. I'm not looking for a theory. I'm looking for a truth. See, that's what I don't believe in that evolution mess, because it's a theory. I had studied theory when I was going to cosmetology school, but when I got out on the floor, I had to learn how to do. I had to get my hands into it to understand what it was doing. Theories, I'm getting off my track again. God forgive me. But anyway, if we would just read the Bible and try to get some understanding of it, and not. Nobody knows everything. Nobody knows everything. If we would learn to listen as well as talk. Some of us like love to talk, and since we think we know it all, we want to talk all the time. But sometimes we should listen. God gave us two ears and one mouth. And he says in Proverbs, I think it is. Yeah, in Proverbs, he says, a wise man has many counselors, and it's not good to answer a question before you hear it. So sometimes we, you know, get over carried away, and we try to think we know something. Somebody, well, I know what you know. You don't know what I'm going to say, but if you stop and listen, you'll hear what I'm going to say, because I'm going to say it. You know? He think he's this, or he think it. You don't know what he thinks. You know what you think. God's not going to hold you responsible for what your neighbor is thinking. He's going to hold you responsible for what you thinking and what you say, as well as what you do. If you go out there and shoot a man, the police not going to be looking for me. He was looking for you. So it's the same thing with God's word here. He said, you know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. If you don't want me to steal from you, don't steal from me. If you don't want me to hurt you, don't try to hurt me. You know, it's simple as that. It's simple, but it's difficult for some of us, because because of that domineering spirit, that satanic spirit, who want to dominate or compete, that competitive spirit. You got this, and I want to get something better than yours, and you want something better than mine, and we wind up, everybody, and when you wind up, you got a pile of junk. Because, like I said, everything that you buy, everything that looks good now, you buy it, it looks good, it works fine, but in a few years or a few days, sometimes, it don't work. Well, you lost your receipt, you don't take it back. Well, you got some junk, you throw it away, and you go buy some more. In the meantime, we pray to God to bless us with money. God bless us with the money. We take that money and go right back to the one that was abusing us in the first place and spend that money on more stuff instead of being satisfied with what you have. And let that be. But we'll go sign our names on the dotted line for something just because somebody else got something. You get a new car, well, You got a new Ford. I won't get me a new Chrysler. I'm gonna buy me a new Mercedes or whatever. You know, the competitive spirit. You know, one wants to outdo the other and all of this. This is all satanic things to keep you from doing what you're supposed to do that God told us to do. Pay your tithes, give your offerings in the church, and after that you do what you want to. But sometimes you have to think that if some other things, you know, somebody else might need something. Somebody, you know, you help your friend, help your family or somebody. But we want to be, I'm this and you, I'm here, I'm Mr. So-and-so and you ain't nothing, blah, blah, blah. If I don't mind you having something, but just don't have something nice as mine. You know, if what you got is a little nicer than me, I know what you think. He think he's better than me, or I think him is better than him. But now, it's not, you don't know what that person is thinking, but you know what you're thinking. And God holds you, because he said we should not envy another. You shouldn't envy a person for having what they have. So God blessed them with it. So what? He got plenty more out there. He can bless you with whatever you got coming to you. Don't get mad with your friend because they get something and you don't have what they have, but you got what you need. If you got your health, your strength, you got clothes, you got a roof over your head, and you got food in your cabinet, and you can eat. We have an appetite. I know a man had billions of dollars, a billionaire, starved to death. Right there in Las Vegas, Howard Hughes was multi-billionaire, starved to death. He didn't have the poverty. Thank God you can eat. Thank God you can walk. Thank God for every little thing, what we call little things, things that we take for granted, are more precious than all the things you can accumulate in your life. Because things don't last. I don't know. I guess people get tired of hearing me say that because I've had a few things, and I know things, and you've had things. You just didn't realize what it is. See, sometimes people don't see. We can see. We be looking at the same thing and still don't see the same thing. Just because you're looking at it don't mean you see it the way I see it. That's why I don't get mad with people, because they don't understand or don't see what I see. But what I see is what I see, and I try to tell people to read. You may see the same thing I see, but the Spirit is the one that's going to have to reveal it to you. I can show it to you. I can read it to you. I can talk to you all day. And if towards the power of repetition, it may sink in. But if you're not interested, if you have the right to turn off what I'm saying, you have the right to turn off what the Word of God is saying. But he said, hear my voice. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, this Word of God is God's voice speaking to us now, just like it spoke to those prophets and things back in when this Bible was written. He's talking to us now.